Dishtaim above the Reish. In the first case is Potter Ramut Leketoni. In the first case, the Balabos is not doing anything. The Balabos Dam is standing with a piece of bread in his house in his hand. He's not doing anything. So the Oni now sticks his hand in, that takes it out of your hand and brings it outside. The Oni did the Om Locha, without the Oni have to Cheshbonais, the Balabos didn't do his Ptur. That's not, he did nothing. The Potter Ramut Leketoni. But the Kashu is El above with the Sefer Shvim. But the second case is by Shnaim Shesu, where both one did the Kiru, one did the Anocha. So by doing the Anocha, the Rabbanim, it's awesome. To put the Rabbal Osir, it's awesome. The Rabbanim, Kashu. Why didn't the Mishnah recognize? That's the Kashu. So if I was going to a tangent now, for the Gemara, is this true? Miyikah v'kulun Shabbos potre mutter. Is there any klal in Shabbos gap to say that it's only awesome with the Rabbanim? Potter means it's potre midi right. It means with the rights with mutter. Nikulashas potter muti. That's the same notion. Potter means it's potter midi rights, it's mutter midi rights. I'm sure that's clear. Nikulashas potter muti. Potter means it's mutter midi rights. Midi rights, it's potter. And mutter, even with the rabbon, it's mutter to do. That's what we're saying. Potter means midi rights, it's potter. And mutter, even in the rabbon, you're also allowed to do it. That's what we're saying now in the ration. This first case, where the balabos just stood with the bread in his hand and didn't do anything, it's potter and mutter. For the Gemara of Omar Shmuel said a klal by Hilchos Shabbos, called Keturah de Shabbos. Wherever a Mishnah says somebody is potter, in the Mishnah you should know the Pshat is potter Avalosa. Avada, the Mishnah starts to say you're potter Midiraisa. But Avada, it's awesome the Rabban to do it. In any place in Shabbos, potter always means it's awesome the Rabbanim. Bar Mahani Tlas. Shmuel only has three cases that when it says potter, it means it's mutim the Rabban also. So that's going to be our kasha. Now our Mishnah is the first case of Hurim. Our Mishnah says here that Balabas is potter, and we're saying now potter means potter and mutter. And Shmuel says not like that. Shmuel says there are only three cases that's potter and mutter. What are the three cases? Say the three. In the case where you go make it say that you capture a tzvi, a deer. And the Gemara later, the Mishnah explains, it's talking about a case where the tzvi came into the house, and somebody first stood outside and closed the door. And now a second person came and stood outside to lock the door also. So the second one is not doing anything. Because the first one sat outside, he's like keeping the door closed, he's made the tzedah. When the second one comes and sits down, he's not doing anything. So Chish says, even if later the first one gets up and walks away, and now the door is being closed because the second one is holding the door closed, still he's potter. And that's mutter gomer. Because when you came to sit down near the door was already locked. That's one case, that's mutter gomer. Say this nochesh. Another case is we have a nochesh, a snake coming to bite you. It's mutter to capture him, to make a mice tzida. Even though tzedah is a melacha deraisa, but here it's called a melacha shein tzurich legufa. Tzedah midiraisa means midiraisa melacha samishkan. They caught an animal to use the animal. You want to shecht it later or use the skin of the animals. They caught the animal to use it. Here, what are you catching a snake for? Not to use it. You're catching a snake just so it shouldn't bite you. So to use the snake, you don't want to use the snake. That's called the melacha shen tzurich legufa. You don't want the purpose of the melacha that was done in the Mishkan. You're just capturing the snake today to throw it away, or else to kill it even. But the ikka capturing is that it shouldn't bite you. So midiraisa, that's mutter, and even midirabonin, it's also mutter. Mishum tzara legoza b'rabonin. Omarfas mursa. So you have a blister, and you have pus, and you open it up to get the pus out. So with the rice, there's no melacha because she's not being mekalkel there, and even with the rabban, it's mutter b'mokam tzara. So these are the three cases that Shmuel said it's mutter to do. Mashma, every other place where it says in Shabbos potter, it means potter ablosim with the rabbanan. So it's fair. Our Mishnah here says when the Oni put his hand inside and took something out of the balabas's hand and brought it out, that the Oni did the whole melacha. The Oni is chayiv and the balabas is potter. So according to Shmuel's Cheshbon, the Mishnah says potter should mean potter, but it's also mid Rabbanan. And we're saying no, the Balabas didn't do anything. He just standing there with bread in his hand, it's mutter gomer. Terence is like this. He is Zuchle Shmuel Pturei the Kovid Maisa. When does Shmuel have to say Yechidish, that when the Mishnah says potter, there are three cases that's even mutter to do it? That's why our Koponim is doing something that looks like a Melacha Koponim. Hereby say this Nochish. Your mom is capturing the snake. Or say this at three. And now when the first one went away from the door, and you're the one guarding the door now, it looks like you're doing the tzedah. But this, it looks like you're doing something, and even Chidush say a potter. Avol Pturah delay Kovid Maisa Iketuvah. But can't tell me a potter, you're not doing anything? There are a lot of cases in Lucha Shabbos
where your pot didn't do anything. Because that's not a spirit of Shmuel's cloud. There's our Mishnah says the Baal HaBos is holding a piece of bread in his hand. That's only his potter. And Shita is Muti Gomer. There's no Tzadim Lach at all. He didn't pick up the piece of bread, I'm not to take it outside. He's just holding a piece of bread in his hand. So there's no Malach at all. So Shita, that means potter and Muti. So the Gemara called upon him, he called Mokim back to the original Kasha. How come the Mishnah doesn't Chesh Benois, the Hanach is also? Why do we only say there are four cases, two into four, where the Oni made the Akira? And why don't we say the end when the Baal HaBos made the Hanach? You call Mokim, Tati, sorry, there should be 12 cases. Why do you only say 8 cases? And the Gemara, Pturi Dios, Beholi Dechir Chates, Kochoshev. That means the Akiris. When the first one picked up the Chafetz, that's Issa the Rabbon. And why? Because maybe you yourself will come to put it down with Shish Rabbin. And it's possible you finish off the Malacha, you will do it. So that's the Mishnah Chesh Ben Zois. Here, let's say, with the Oni outside, picked up the piece of bread and put it in inside the window. And the Baal HaBos now took it out and put it down. But the Baal HaBos putting it down, it's not Shaykh for him now to be over Issa the Raisa. Because all he could do is just to make Hanacha. It's not shaykh to make the Akira anymore, because the only outside made the Akira. By just making the end of the Hanocha, it's only shaykh to be over the Rabbanim. But it's not shaykh now to say you may come with the Deinis of the Raisa. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't cheshbon the Sois. Like the Choshev. The Mishnah doesn't say that cheshbon. The Mishnah.
Maybe since that, I mean, Havamina might be, but since the whatever was the lechem was in the Ani's hands, and the Ani's hand is connected to the body, and the body is in
Shasayachid.
It's like you took it, it's a shalom, maybe you took it from Shasayachid.
We'll see, I mean, the whole thing. That's what Yaakov was doing. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. We'll see later. We'll see about that bite. Now, so from the Torah says we only recognize the Akiris, because the Akiris is like a more choshev part of the Yisr. Because we're afraid if you pick it up, it's very possible you yourself will make the Anocha. That's what a Mishnah says these things. Mashenk and the Cheshmer of the Baal HaBos that puts it down, either it's Fasan speaks out, even though Abaras Osman are born to do it. But the Mishnah doesn't put it into the Cheshbin, because that Issa Rabbanan is not so chomer, because with that you can't come with the Yechiv. Rashi, Ketuvah, Ben Hanach Bereshit. Ketuvah the Yosef, Rashi, Ketuvah the Yosef of the Yechiv Chattis, Kegoyin Akiris, by picking it up, Shein Tchilas HaMalacha, that's the beginning of the Malacha Saitzor. The Yikul HaMigza, there we can make a good Gzeirah, Dilma Gomelah, maybe you'll finish the Malacha. Aval Hanoch is the one that just takes it out of your hand and puts it down. Lemotzi lemisli, lemotzi lemeisel dechiv chatis. He can't come now with his meisel dechiv chatis. So let Akira. He's not doing the Akira gavei. Yeah. Hi, the Yav the Tani the Chol Cha Tat the Chiyuv the Akira the Ptur Tat and Nino. That's a terrible gemara. Right, sir. Now Tani, Rabbi Yoyne. So tomorrow, now Shnei Pturim, what's the Halacha though? When both do it together, that the both potter, one did the Akira, one did the Halacha, the both potter. So tomorrow, why? Because Avi the Malacha Benayu, together, two people together did the Malacha. One did the Akira, one did the Halacha. So together, Yechayim. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So somewhere in the Kasha is that Peshut was the Shatav in Yechatis. Mashal, they did the Malacha together, like two people did the Malacha together. So Beshutus, there should have to be a Chiyuv Chattis. Someone said the Kashrut was like the boat should be having a Chiyuv Chattis. Shall I what the Kashrut is doing? Kashrut is what? He said the Prophet, they did both to the Malacha. Beshutus. No, it's a Chiyuv. Now Malacha was done. Between you two, you did a Malacha, so you have a Chiyuv now Kapora, so you both have to be a Chattis, maybe Beshutus. Why does the Mishnah say a potter? What's so posh? It's a Mishnah a potter. Rechur HaShnayim should also be chayim. And the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Yoim is a Ferish HaPosig, but it says, Me'yam Ma'oretz, V'yasoysa, the Masvitzom HaMlecha Shabbos, Ho'oysa Es Kula, only if you do the whole Malacha yourself, V'lo Yo'oysa Es Mitzosa, and not if you do part of the Malacha. The Klal is, Yochid V'yasoysa Chayim. If one person does the whole Malacha, he's chayim. Shnayim, the also Oysa Pturim. But if two people together do this one Malacha the Potter, that's the cloud. The cloud from this passage. It manami yom rabchia bagamda nizukam afi chabura. It was thrown like in front of the chabura when you're learning the base of Medrash. The yom when they both said the cloud, they all said the cloud. The chan this pasuk is the asoisa yochid. When one person does a Malacha Shabbos by himself, he's chayiv. Shasur chayiv. Abishnayim shasur pturim. Anytime you have two people doing the Malacha together, midirais it's mutter. So you have to carry something. If two people are carrying it together outside, we should swab them. Maybe rice with mutter. The rabbon, the bar mitzvah.
that midiraisa you only chayev when a yochid does the whole melacha by himself. Any one of the lamatas melachas, and you have two people doing it together, you're potter. Not machmas svaro, but machmas this pasuk. Rashi, miyamoras pasoisa, kabechatas ksiv. Pasuk's talking about chatas. So here we learn out that midiraisa it's mutter.
You're holding the Sechta Shabbos, Dav Gimel Amar Aleph, around 4 lines down from the bottom, by 2 dots. Boy Minei Rav Merebi. Gimel Amar Aleph, holding. The Master says, Gimel Amar Aleph. Boy Minei Rav Merebi. His Rav asked the Shiloh from Rebbe. Hetino chaveroi oichlin amashkin. Somebody put on top of you oichlin amashkin. That means you didn't make the Akira. Somebody picked up, either from, doesn't make a difference from Rishus Yochanan or from Rishus Rabin. Somebody picked up from the floor oichlin and put it on top of you. Hetino chaveroi oichlin amashkin. They put it on top of you. Then v'hoitzi in the chutz. You walked outside with this oichlin on top of you. V'hoitzi in the chutz. Is Mahal, are you chayiv for this or not? That we had yesterday, the klal is you have to have an akira and an anocha to be chayiv for Shabbos. So is this called an akira? You're like picking it up and taking it outside the Rishus HaYocha to Rishus Rabin, or it's not called an akira? Mahal, akira's gufoi ka'akira's chayfes mimkoy medomi. Here really, you the Reuven, he's not picking up the chayfes from the ground. Somebody else put this oichlin on top of him, he's holding it in his hands, or on his goof. All he's doing now is just walking outside. So the fact he's moving his body outside, that's called Nakiras Gufay, is that called also Nakiras Chayfetz? Hey, Nakiras Gufay, moving your body outside, is that considered Nakiras Chayfetz from Kaimei Dami, as if you picked up the Chayfetz from Kaimei Dami, or Mechayiv? In the Mele, you'll be Chayiv. Oidulma, maybe no. Oidulma, loy om, Oidulma loy. No, you're not Chayiv for this. He said, Akira means you have to pick up the chaytis with your hand. You have to make a physical ma'is akira. Here was somebody put it on top of you, and all you're doing is just walking outside. It's not considered akira. Omalei, Rebbe answered back, chayif. No, that's enough to be chayif and akira. The pshat is, when you're holding the chaytis now, since your body is standing on the ground, and you're holding the chaytis, it's considered as if the chaytis is on the ground. Now when you start walking now, it's considered like you're being oiker, this chayfetz, and walking outside with it. So he said, Yechayef. Now this is a kasha. So Rebbe himself was mechavan to the kasha and said, V'yeinu doyma liyodai. It's not doyma to our Mishnah, the case of yodai. So Rashi learns, V'yeinu doyma liyodai, that the case of the Mishnah was, Hapshuta lifnim, where the oni outside put his hand inside the house, and through the window inside the house. The goof for the chutz, the oni's goof is outside, just his hand is considered inside. The Mishnah says, "V'nosan balabayas l'toychoy." The balabos now inside the house picks up a piece of bread and puts it into the oni's hand. That the oni's hand is inside, and it says when he brings it outside, that's the case of shnayim shosu. It's called the balabos did the akiron. And the oni, by taking his hand outside and putting it down, is only doing the anocha. And the Mishnah says, the potter, the both potter. The potter beitana, the masnisin, af lioni shirtsiyo. Even the oni that's carrying the bread outside is also potter. So it is a kasha. When the oni put his hand inside the house, and now the balabos put a piece of bread inside his hand, let's say as if the hand now is like munach on the karka, it's called the bread is in his hand, is munach here. When he picks his hand out, takes his hand outside, let that be considered like he's making an akira. So the oni is making an akira from this bread inside, taking it outside, and he's putting it down. So he made an akira inside, and he made some locker outside. Why isn't the oni chayiv? The only reason why he's not chayiv is because akira's gufayim is not considered akira's chayfetz. So it's a theory, how did Rebbe said you are chayiv? So Mara says, no, there's no kasha from yodai. Ein adoy mel yodai. My time, gufoy naich, yodoy loy naich. His Rav's shaila was where your goof is naich. Your goof is standing still in Rishus HaYochid. Somebody puts on top of you some oichlin. Now you're standing still with the oichlin in Rishus HaYochid. When you start moving away, that's considered you like picked up this chayfetz and moved it. because the chayfut was munich on you and you're attached to the ground, that's called an akira now. But here, the yodai, pashat of pshat is the yodai is inside the house and the guf is outside the house. So if anything, where does the hand go basa? The person's guf outside. So mainly, even when the balabas first put the lechem into the yoni's hand inside, it's considered like the thing is outside right now. So when you bring the yad outside to you, it's not called the main akira at all. Here, pshita, there's no akira. Of course, your hand goes basa you. Because my time a guf for naich, a guf is standing still, yoda le naich. Let's see Rashi learns. Let's see the whole shell in Rashi. Rashi beginning. Hetinu chaber zatrashi shoye gufay b'shusha yachid. Your guf was in b'shusha yachid. Vetinu chaveroi, and the chaveroi put something on top of you. You gufal yachimidi. Now the chav, so the person now that's holding the bread didn't really pick up this bread. He wasn't ochre or anything. Oichle no mas b'rashi ochre de milsnur. Rashi says things that's usual. Dover hat sorok l'shabbos. Something you need for Shabbos. The derech v'nayodim l'safik ben b'shabbos. People are oisik. Era Shabbos. And then it goes into Shabbos also to worry about the food you can eat on Shabbos. Is Akira's gufoy she'okar esraglav min habayis. Now after somebody puts some food on top of you, now you decide to move outside the house. Li'achas shenitin. After somebody put it on top, now you're moving. So Rebbe answered back, yes, yichai for that. The fact you moved your body, that's called Akira's chepetz. The case of the Mishnah where the oni outside put his hand inside. The guful achutz's body is outside. The nosan balabayas letoicha, and the balabas inside the house puts some bread in the oni's hand. And now the oni takes it outside, we say the potter beitona the matzisim. Ask the oni should see you. Even the oni, when he takes his hand outside, still is potter. Why? Let's say it's called he made nakira from Rishus Yachid, and now he's making a lochim Rishus Rabin. That there it says, yodel anayach. Hilkach, ki hoitzi layokamidi. His hand is never rested. His hand, like in the ear, is always called moving around. So it was never called like munach inside. So when you take your hand back outside, you're not oikerish from anything. Layokamidi. V'yenderach hoitzoh b'loy akira v'anocha. There's no such thing as hoitzoh without an akira and anocha. So the Teretz Rashi learning is that when your hand is like in a different reshus than you are, when your hand is inside, your hand does not munach anything. Your hand is like in the ear. So since your yoda is lo nayich, when you take your hand back outside, you weren't oikerit. Hesnakira means the chayfis is munach, resting someplace, and you're oikerit from that place. You pick it up from that place, take it outside. But here, when it was in your hand, it's not called munach. Rashi gufa nayich agabe karka, with your body. As if your body is in Rishus HaYochid and somebody puts food on top of your body, that's considered this food now is like attached to the ground. It's munach on the ground. There the Akira, that's called the good Akira. But here where your yad is inside the house and your body is outside the house. So if anything, where should it be called munach? If it's attached to your body is standing outside. It's like munach in Rishus HaRabin. So you can't have a shame you being oikud from Rishus HaYochid to bring it to Rishus HaRabin. Rashi has another gears lishnachrina yoda bosa gufa greira. They're like the saying the svara that your hand goes bosa the guf. Your guf is standing outside. You put your hand inside through the window. That's all. But your yad is attached to the guf which is outside. So it's never called an akira from Rishus HaYochid. So Rashi says lo yasim v'yaseri. Rashi holds you don't need this pshat. That's extra. Because Rashi learned in the first pshat is that a yad is not called munach. It's the yad, since it's always moving around your hand, it's never considered the chayfet as munach, only if it be agabi karka. But something held in your hand, Rashi holds, when you take it outside, you're not making akira, you're not being akirut from any place that was munach. That's Rashi's pshat. On the ground, you mean, that'll be Yisrael. According to Rashi, that'll be Yisrael. Tosfos learns not like Rashi. Tosfos learns like Rashi's second gersa, that the ikar pshat is that your hand always goes basa the guf, where you are. So when you put your hand inside the house, since your guf is outside, but your hand is also considered like it's outside. So you can't be mechayev the oni outside for taking his hand outside right now. He's not making an akira from Rishus HaYochid. The hand right away is considered like it's outside already. Nafkamina, according to Rashi and Tosfos Pshat, is what about if somebody has something held in his hand? Yeah, I have inside Rishus HaYochid, somebody put something in your hand. And now you walk outside. Is that called an akira or not? According to Tosfos, that's called an akira. For since your hand and your body is in the Rishus HaYochid, it's considered that this chayfis now is munach on the karka. And when you walk outside now, you made an akira from the chayfis. According to Rashi, Taiz learns up, you'll be potter in such a case. Because calls them on the chayfis is in your hand alone, that's not called an akira. Because in your hand, it's not called munach. Your hand is like always moving around. It's not munach in your hand. So calls them on, somebody put it into your hand. And now you walk outside, according to Rashi, you'll be potter. That's what I'm saying. Rashton's kapashas alash me gemara. My time a gufa naich. Your goof is resting. It's called hanocha. But shaykin yodel naich. The yad is not called munach.